Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices this morning. And I'd like to welcome everyone to Bethel Baptist Church this morning, and those who are listening over the radio and the internet, to worship the Lord with us today in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for coming, and we pray that the Lord will comfort you with his word today as Pastor brings it. And if you're a visitor, we'd like for you to fill out the registration card. You can get one from one of the ushers in the back, and when the offering plate is passed, you can put it in there, and Pastor can call you and thank you for coming and worshiping with us today, and so we can find out more about you. Also, you can find an outline in the sermons today, and you can follow along with Pastor in his sermon. The scripture of the month is found in your bulletin also. It's in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 7. And the scripture says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." We have a very merciful God. And now we're going to continue praising the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Lord's Day. Glad to see all the smiling faces. I'm sure you can be thankful for something that God has done for you this week. I'm thankful we have power, right? A lot. I think just down the street they don't have power, right? So let's be thankful we have power. And I heard Pacific Hills has power too, so that's good. Why don't we, and we have the power of Jesus in our hearts. That's the most important. Amen? Amen. Why don't we turn to 110, our first hymn, "Alas, and Did My Savior Bleed?" And we'll sing the first and the last. Number 113, that's an old favorite, "The Old Rugged Cross," and we'll sing the first and the last.
Amen.
That's our hope, right? The old rugged cross, and we're going to exchange it someday for a crown. You know, I just wanted to mention, you know, we went through active shooter training at our work, and the guy showed, the presenter showed a graph of, in 1980, there was no mass shootings at all. And then from 1980 to now, the graph just exponentially grew. And you ask yourself, why is that? That's not too long ago, maybe 30, 40 years, right? And it's because people don't have hope. They don't have Christ in their hearts. And that's why it's so important for us to just witness to people and tell them about Christ and what Christ has done in our lives, and Christ can do the same thing in their lives, right? Amen. So why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 175. Standing on the Promises. And why don't we all stand as we sing 175, Standing on the Promises.
Wonderful to be able to stand on the promises of God. So on Thursday, we are going to be distributing tracts as well as candy. It's all about the tracts, though. And we've got the list of where we're going to be. We're going to be on 2nd Street, on 2nd and Monterey, on the east side of Monterey. So come down, join us for the distribution, join us for just fellowship and fun, and we pray that the Lord will do a mighty work through that. Yes, sir.
How does it start?
It starts, so we're going to be starting to set up at 3:30, but I think the event starts at like 4:35, I forget, and it runs until like, we'll be cleaning up, have to be out of there by 9. So they open up, they close the streets at 3, open them at 9, and if you're in the middle there, you're in a whole lot of trouble. But that's where we will be, and that's what we'll be doing, and so we pray that the Lord will do a mighty work. We've got over 3,000 packets of candies and tracts and erasers and all kinds of good stuff. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, praising you for the work that you have done through us and in us, that you did not leave us in our own sinfulness, in our own state of despair and wickedness, but it is you who has brought us up. It is you who has washed us and cleansed us. It is you who has made us holy. And Father, we gather together this morning seeking to open up the Word of God to those that can hear and to those that you have not opened their ears yet. Because according to Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:11, he tells us, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. So, Father, our desire is to open up the Word of God, that you, through your power of your Spirit and through your divine presence, would revive in your people, whether of Bethel or any who call upon the name of Christ, to be renewed by your Spirit, to have a deep longing and thirsting for your Word and for your presence, that those that are around us, our neighbors and co-workers and such, would see the love of God being lived out through us, that they would know that there is a God who rules from heaven in the hearts of men. And then as your people who are called by your name humbly turn themselves to you, you, Lord, can clean up even this nation. You can restore this nation in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Father, we pray for your divine power and your healing Spirit upon those that are afflicted with the diseases of this world. We thank you, Father, for your continued work and with Raquel and her asthma, and pray that you continue to work with her. I know it's tough now with the power out, but Lord, you can continue to strengthen. We pray for Elenita. She's had her rotator cuff and bicep fixed up and repaired, and she's in some pain, but recovering, Lord, and rejoicing in your provision and in your healing power. We pray for our brother Ed Hernandez and his significant back pain, for your comforting upon his body and healing of his spirit in you. And Lord, we continue to pray for Tae Young and Henry's fathers, as they've been having over the last few months several difficulties in their health, but Lord, nothing's beyond your capacity to heal and to strengthen, and we rejoice that you are healing, that you are strengthening. And Father, we pray that you be with Jorge and Martha Peretti, as they have been having for many years many different health issues, but Lord, you are their Lord and you are their God, so we pray for your strengthening Spirit upon them. We pray for Jim Bergen for his continued recovery and strength to his body and to his spirit in you. He's waiting for you to call him, Lord. When it's his time, he's waiting for you. Lord, we pray for those with cancer, for Bob Jones's brother Ron, for Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law Peter, for Victor's co-worker Dinesh's, his daughter, for Christina Ida's friend Carolyn. Lord, we thank you for those who are recovering, for those who are getting stronger, and most importantly, we pray that this time would be a time to draw them unto you, to receive joy in you. We are thankful, Lord, for the new life that you are bringing in to the lives of our friends and family, for Angelica Menig expecting twin girls in November, Maria Velos expecting a girl in December, and Alicia Birchfield in January. We pray for your wisdom, your guidance, and your mercy upon those who need it, for those that are dealing with the California fires, that several fires, Lord, some have even taken lives. But Lord, it's within your power to protect and preserve and provide guidance. We pray for those that are without power, for them to have patience in you and your provision, to encourage them, Lord, to rejoice in your provision of every breath that they take. We pray for Bethel as we look to rearrange our facilities, that you would open up the opportunities for that. We also pray that as we communicate your gospel to those that come out on Thursday, Lord, that you might open up hearts and minds to your word and the truth of your word. And we pray for those Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted, for your mercy upon them, to give them strength and encouragement in you, and in the glorious riches which are in Christ Jesus. We pray for your missionaries throughout the world, that your mercy would be upon them, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Colombia, Marta Peretti serving in Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott, and Eusebio Medixa Perez serving in Spain. Informed Choices ministering to women from Gilroy. Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon. And Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Use them, Lord, in a mighty way to open up the gospel of Jesus Christ to people, that lives would be transformed by the renewing of their mind and of their spirit. We pray for this offering to be used for your honor and your glory, for the work of ministry and the expansion of the gospel. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who support the work of God, whether here in the sanctuary, whether they're listening over KKMC or over the internet or CD. Bless the hearers and bless those who receive your word with gladness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you once again, choir, for blessing us with those beautiful words. And again, I would like to welcome those who are come to worship with us today in our sanctuary, and those who are listening over the internet and the radio. We welcome you. We're going to be studying today from God's Word in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 9 through 15. That's Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 19. And would we please stand for the reading of God's Word? Then I went to the governors in the region beyond the river and gave them the king's letter. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard of it, they were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem. I was there 3 days. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, nor was there any animal with me except the one on which I rode. And I went out by night through the valley gate of the serpent well and the refuse gate, and viewed the wall of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates were burned with fire. Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool, but there was no room for the animal under me to pass. So I went up in the night by the valley and viewed the wall. Then I turned back and entered by the valley gate and so returned. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we have come into your throne room by our Lord Jesus Christ shed blood. Father, today, as we listen to your word, Lord, I pray that your spirit might fall afresh on each one of us, Lord. Open up our minds of understanding as we hear Pastor Tomlinson teach our word, Lord. And Lord, we pray for those who are believers. Lord, we pray that we might be edified in your word, and we might grow in your grace and learn to be obedient to your word. And now those, Lord, that doesn't know you, that's still darkened, has a veil over their eyes by the small god of this world, Satan, Lord, we know that you can remove that veil, because Jesus answered and said to them in Luke chapter 6 and verse 31, Jesus answered and said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Lord, we're all sinners. And Father, I just pray today that you might bless your word as your word said it would do, and open up the eyes of understanding of those that still at this time don't know you as their personal Savior, Lord. And Father, be with our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, now as he brings your word, Lord, that we might receive it gladly, and that many eyes might be open to your truth that still don't know you, Lord. And continue to bless us the rest of this day and the rest of our life, Lord. And again, we just want to offer you the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for what you have done for us on the cross, and what you're doing now to care for us, and what you have planned in the future to do for us when we reach glory. In Jesus' name, amen.